Yes, I'll sing, yes, I'll sing the wondrous glory of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray.
Praise him, O ye heavens.
ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes, traitors, judges all, praise his name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. Let them praise his gift, Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted.
We thank you for the health that we have at this time and pray that you'll continue to keep us healthy. Please watch over those that have been mentioned this day that are sick and in need of assistance and in need of your comforting hand. Thank you, Father, for all the many wonders of this world. Thank you for your guidance and for your Son who came and has shown us the way to an opportunity to be with you. Please guide our steps always. Help us when we fail. We thank you for all your love and care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated. In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 141. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty, hold me with thy powerful hand.
Brethren, feed me till I want no more.
Said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the sacrifice that was made for us, and what this represents is the body that hung on that cross. Father, as we partake of this emblem, Father, we pray that we'll partake of it in a manner pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray. Again, Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this fruit of vine, which represents that precious blood that was shed for us. Again, Father, we pray that who partake of it do so in a manner pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Supper being completed, with an opportunity to give back at this time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for all that you bless us with, not just for the blessings here on this earth, but for our spiritual blessings. Father, we know that all good things come from you, and Father,
we have 17 present this morning. Today is January 3rd, 2021, for taking purposes. If you would, at this time, let's mark our psalm books at number 149. The song of invitation after our lesson this morning. 149. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 439. 439. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, stand still in pity from sin and the grave. Weep for the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Though they are smiting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently, he will forgive. They truly believe, rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demanded, strength for thy labor, the Lord will you.
thank you, everyone, for being present with us today, to say the least. We're thankful for your presence, and more than that, I know that the Lord is very appreciative of you from your heart, bowing before Him as we sing these songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. What a blessing it is to have this as a possibility for us today. If we talk about Jesus and His way of life in front of us, we have to remember that Jesus did all of His teaching as to what He said in the light of day. In the light of day. He did this for He wanted people to know Him. He did this because He wanted people to honor His way of life as He lived here on this earth and beyond this way of life. If you turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 4, you'll note what Jesus said there regarding the sower and the seed, representing the various hearts of people who would receive this word of God. Jesus said that a lot of people would receive it and they would not react to it in a very good way. And He noted this to tell them in the light of day that this would be the case as they went along. In Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 3, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. The fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, but because there was no depth of earth, it vanished away. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. But other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when it was long, they that were with him, the 12 disciples, ask of him the parable. He said to them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. That seeing you may see and not perceive, and hearing that you may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. He said to them, know ye not this parable? And how then will it be that ye know all the parables? The sower soweth the seed. And these are they that by the wayside, where the world is sown. And when they have heard, Satan cometh quickly, and taketh away the word that is sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, but have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word of God, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust thereof of these things, entereth in, and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on the good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Jesus is noting that all these various reactions to the word of God that's been preached to them and taught to them is a word that comes to them, and certain other things that they have in their lives, in their heart, prevent that seed from bearing fruit. But for the one that it does bear fruit, the good and honest heart, he says, is the one that receives it and bears to the ability that it has, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. There is a real blessing that comes to those who find this from a good and honest heart. We raise this question today in this lesson. What kind of heart do we have? Does it depend upon the topic of the Scripture being proclaimed to us? As we read in the pages of Scripture, do we find that to be the case, that we have a real desire to be whatever God has said for us to be, regardless of what the topic may be. Jesus, in the light of day, showed everybody a true way of life. He did not come to be an enemy to people. He came to be a friend. We all know John 3 and verse 16 about God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But do we know as equally well the next verse of Scripture regarding this matter? For God sent not his Son, John 3:17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, might have life. The idea of Jesus coming to this earth was not to say, goody two shoes, good, you're caught in your sins and you're in trouble and you will never get out of it. But rather, he came for the purpose of reaching out and saving, with tenderness to save, those who heard him. God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So it is the case that we find a need for salvation. If we in our hearts desire to be the kind of people that God have us to be, no matter what our age or circumstance of life, and no matter how many times we've turned down responding to God as we should, no matter how long a time it's been resisting the ways of God in our hearts and lives, he's willing to accept us and to take us as we come to him from the heart to be the person who will bear some 30, some 60, some 100-fold for the work of God. Back in the Old Testament book of Psalms, chapter 34, 1 and verse 24, it says, be of good courage, and that he shall seek the strength of your heart, all ye that hope in him. He will serve to do what? Strengthen your heart. The heart being strong starts with a desire to have that heart strengthened by God. Some of us have had the benefit of having the kind of parentage and the guidance of that parentage to tell us that our heart needs to be involved in whatever we do. Our heart needs to be involved with love. Our heart needs to be involved with faith. Our heart needs to be involved with truth. Our heart needs to be involved with whatever we've learned that is true and right for God. As a result of that, our heart is made stronger. A passage of Scripture that's favorite of mine is Isaiah 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Who are these? They that wait upon the Lord. What is that word wait? It's the word kaveh in the Hebrew of the Old Testament. It is a word that means to wait in the sense not of time and things like that, but to wait in the sense of intertwining God with our daily activities of life. We're waiting upon the Lord. We wait in the sense of a waiter coming to a table to serve us? No. We wait in the sense of time delayed? No. We wait in the sense of taking medicine and we wait for it to have effect on our hearts to make us better in life? No. We wait upon him by letting him become intertwined as the strands of a rope would be intertwined, so that those strands would make up an immeasurably stronger, stronger, and stronger rope. So it is that he wants to wait upon us in the sense of putting his life and his way of life as wrappings around our decision-making as we go. So there'll be things that offer opportunities to us to sin and do wrong and not be the servant of God that we ought to be. But because of that, we have the strength to resist it. We have the strength to turn it down. We have the strength to go home healthy rather than not arriving home at all. Let us be people who honor what Jesus has said regarding this kingdom of God and how that he would help us to be people who are fitting to grow and bear fruit in that kingdom. We're studying about kingdom on Wednesday evening. Brother Bill is doing a wonderful study with us in regard of where the church is defined in the New Testament Bible as being members of the body of Christ. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in reference to how we live, he talks about how the faithful members are faithful in their ways of serving. As our hands and our ears and our eyes communicate one with another, we find ourselves being blessed as regards that matter. And as God works with us in that way, we find a blessing to go with it. We find blessing to go with good sight, good workmanship, and carry on in a good way. Because we're intertwining God in our lives, we're not looking for the praise of mankind as we go forth and teach the gospel to others. We're not looking for methods to raise them and reach them with the gospel. We're looking for methods to raise them, reach them through God's work in our lives. As God works with us, we find strength more and more. And as a result of that, we find a way to be a better friend than we have been before. A better teacher than we were before. A better servant than we were before. We found that way of life to go up to others because we have suffered in that way. But we suffered not alone. We're with Him and with His way. And as a result, we can walk in the light of day. We can say things of Scripture that's true and accurate. And as a result, we can point it out in the Scripture that this is what the Scripture does say about this subject. This is what the Scripture does mean about this subject. And the examples that are used in the book of Acts for their salvation from sin are examples that we can follow and be assured that we too are saved from our sins. We wait upon the Lord and renew our strength. We mount up with wings like eagles. We run and not grow weary. We walk and do not faint. We're found to people who go with God and be with Him in this way of life. Isn't it a good thing for us to follow? Isn't it a good way for us to go in life? And know that God will strengthen our heart as we call upon Him. In Psalm 31 at verse 24, He is our strength. Those who call upon Him, we find a blessing of hope in the Lord. And so that hope saves us. Because we have that hope, we're people who then honor the way of God in our daily walk of life. If we find our scripture in this regard, we find what Jesus did in His teaching to us. Jesus was one who came and He did not more than just a comparison of being a better person in life, but He wanted us to be people who were not evil people, not evil teachers, not evil friends and evil helpers to others, but we were not to be evil followers of God, but we would be people who followed Him earnestly. We followed Him faithfully. We were better because we tried to be better. We tried to be more like what He would teach us and His way, and knowing His will, we could say to others who talk about the Lord and His way, have you ever read in the Scripture the way of salvation that you've been taught to others? Have you ever read about the sinner's prayer? Have you ever read where anybody leading to be saved from sin offered up a prayer and was assured by God, I've heard your prayer and this is what it is, and this is your salvation now that you have it? Or do you find people who were earnest in their prayers, like Saul of Tarsus in Acts 9? And he was told by the gospel preacher who came to him and said, why do you tarry? Acts 22:16. Arise, go be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. He could rejoice in knowing that that was the case. He could rejoice in the hope that he believed that that was the word of the Lord. And as a result, he could practice that way of the Lord. When we have an answer to our question about how to live and how to behave and how to do, we're talking about Jesus who offered for us a greater hope because of the way of life he taught us to live. As we are better people, we grow into becoming better teachers of his word. Listen to it in Hebrews chapter 5 and at verse 12. But when for the time has come that you ought to be teachers, you have need that one come and teach you again. Teach them what? Teach those things that become the oracles of the first principles of God. For you are such as have need of milk, Milk belongs, according to Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, to those who are, verse 2 actually, those who are youth, and in their youth of knowing God's word, they drink milk. But they grow to becoming people who have the meat of God's word. And that's what they're not doing there in Hebrews 5 at verse 12. For when the time has come that you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the oracles of the first principles of God, and not belongs to those who have the meat of God's word. The deeper things of God's word can be yours. The examples of conversion can be yours if we grow in that way that God would have us to do. And in the light of day, Jesus taught that that was the way to do. He didn't hide it from us. He didn't work that way. But he said, listen, if you plant this seed on good and honest hearts, good and honest hearts will find this way to bear fruit as they can. They may not have all the abilities in the world to become what they would be if they were hundredfold in blessings to God's work. But they could be effective as 30-fold or as 60-fold. They could be effective in the work of God. We know that that's the case, and as a result, we become better teachers, better people who are friends, better helpers to God, better ways of following the kingdom of God in first place in our daily walk of life. When we go about an activity of life, and we find ourselves being faithful as brethren in the Lord, faithful as members of the church of our Lord, ultimately, someday the Lord will come and make up his kingdom, the kingdom from all over the earth. All faithful people from all over the earth will be a part of that kingdom and will go to be with the Father in heaven itself. What a teaching that Jesus gave toward this way of life. And a way of life that we each can follow as we go forward. It'll not be the case that people see you and me and see our way of life and that we want to be that way of life. So much as they hear us say to them the following about that way of life, it's because of the teaching of the Lord that I live a way that I do. That I'm telling you the way that I do. As a result of that, that's a way of life of the Lord that he wants us to follow. And so you become greater the servant of the Lord rather than the ways of your own life. God bless you and thank you for being here today in this study. As we inaugurate this new year, we're talking about Jesus, who in the light of day taught the very things that we should do and be, as he taught about the sower going forth to sow the seed. Is there the case that in your heart and life you receive the word of God with a great sense of joy, but because there's no root system there, there's no real knowledge that gains and grow in that, there's no use of God's word in our lives that helps us to grow, that we have not really grown as we should? We can be people who have a good and honest heart, and we can be people who respond faithfully to God's way and God's will. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation today, I want you to know that preparation has been made. All the things that we do up at this congregation involves people, and we involve with teaching you the way of the Lord, and the way by way of radio, and by way of the writing material that we send out and give out to people. It's a good thing for us to be the people who serve the cause of God in a righteous way. Let's do that as throughout this year and enjoy this great blessing that the Lord said we would have, a bearing of 30, 60, and 100-fold. As we stand and sing, we do not come to him as we stand and sing.
Hark the gentle voice of Jesus falling tenderly upon your ear. Turn and listen, stay and hear. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's grace. Ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Forward to seeing each of you tonight. And sense from this lesson study of thy word that we can bear the fruit that you would have us to bear if we have good and honest hearts. Help us to have that way of life. Help us to love each other as we should and to practice that way of service to our fellow man as we should. In this new year, help us to be opportunities abound to invite them to come and be a part of this worship with us. But a part of knowing your will fully and completely, we pray in Jesus' name.